This is Senator Al Simpson. As Michael Dukakis comes into ever closer focus, folks are getting just plain frightened. Ted Kennedy will be again defending his Massachusetts buddy when we face off in a moment. Ted, I'm rambling around Wyoming a bit during this congressional recess. You might be interested in what I'm hearing out here in the real world. Folks are very concerned about preserving their way of life. They talk earnestly about the war on drugs and crime in the streets, and they are really astonished when I tell them about the furlough program Dukakis promoted to aid the most hardened of criminals. Under his program, 62 prisoners have now escaped their captors. That includes 10 murderers and 9 rapists. One of those lunks murdered some innocent people while on his Dukakis leave. But Dukakis defends the program and the criminals. He has more compassion for those worthies than for their victims. That's the kind of goofy liberal left-wing philosophy that is spooking them up out there beyond the Washington Beltway, Ted.
There you go again, Al, popping off long distance on Massachusetts when you don't know the facts. Mike Dukakis has a solid record of achievement on crime. In the most recent 5-year period, crime is up 2% in the nation, but down 13% in Massachusetts. The prison furlough system you're complaining about, Al, is modeled on similar programs in 35 states. Even the federal government has a furlough program. Last year, the Reagan administration handed out furloughs to 2,000 narcotics criminals, including convicted cocaine distributors who went right back to the streets to peddle their drugs. Bad apples crop up in any furlough program, Al, but that doesn't mean the whole barrel's gone bad. Experts agree that furloughs are among the best and only ways to reduce overcrowding in prisons. One thing for sure on crime, Al, in a Mike Dukakis White House, we won't see another Ed Meese as Attorney General. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on voter registration. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.